and welcome to Her Money, Her Choice podcast, hosted by Dawn Green, Pamela Sams, and Cassandra Stiff. A podcast where financial empowerment meets feminine strength. Join us as we delve into insightful conversations, inspiring stories that aim to uplift, educate, and motivate us. Ladies, we're transforming lives $1 at a time.
Hello, ladies, and welcome back to Her Money, Her Choice. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Fantastic.
All right.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I can't complain, Ms. Cassandra. So we're here today to talk a little bit about one of my favorite topics, life insurance. Y'all ready to talk about a little bit of life insurance? Mm-hmm. So the topic definitely for today is, what is life insurance and why do we need it? Why do we need it? So before we delve into our conversation, I want to give you a couple of statistics that I found talking about life insurance, which I thought were pretty interesting. So first statistic is, while 52% of Americans have insurance policies, 55% of men are more likely to be insured than women at 49%. We have over 100 million Americans who are either uninsured or underinsured. We have 30% of Americans who would suffer financial hardship within 1 month if an unexpected death of a wage earner. And then we have the number one reason for buying insurance is burial and final expenses. That's the number reason why people buy it. You have 64% of women buying it, more so than about 56% of men buying life insurance. Interestingly enough, 33% of men feel like they're more knowledgeable about life insurance compared to 22% of women. So, with those statistics in mind, this is my question that I'm posing to you, beautiful ladies. What is life insurance and why do we need it? I'm going to let Ms. Cassandra go first.
Good afternoon, everyone. Again, I'm Cassandra Stiff, coming to you from Atlanta. So life insurance, at the real fundamental meaning, life insurance is protection that I put in place on my life for my loved ones, whether it's my son, my husband, or a combination. But basically, life insurance is to ensure that my family doesn't miss a financial beat, is one way to look at it. But in my case, my son's grown. My goal is to leave a legacy.
All right. Is Pamela over in the DC?
Yes. Pam Sams from the DMV. So, you know, life insurance is definitely one of the important things in your overall financial plan. As you had mentioned before, you don't want to leave a mess for your family or them struggling or them setting up a GoFundMe because they don't have enough to put you in the ground, trying to settle your estate, basically. So that's why you need life insurance. And unfortunately, those statistics that you had mentioned before with women, a lot of us are out of the workplace for some period of time and we feel we don't have the value to have life insurance, unfortunately. So that's why the statistics for women are fairly low with not having enough life insurance. I saw a white paper years ago about how you would calculate the life value of a stay-at-home mom. I mean, you still have to take care of the kids and kids, and you got all of that. So there is true value, of course, but unfortunately, women don't have enough life insurance because they may not think they need it. They're not in the workplace and they're at home.
Correct. Agreed. Well, I think I want to echo a little bit what you guys said. I was thinking about this whole topic and life insurance. I came up with three words. Life insurance is love, security, and peace of mind. So if you think about everything you guys just finished saying, that's what it boiled down to. Cassandra said it's for your loved ones. It's not for you. Pam said we need to make sure that we're secure and that we're not a mess. And that helps us knowing that we're not going to be a mess if somebody's not around. That kind of gives us peace of mind. So I looked up this study. It's called the Love and Money Study by Life Happens. And I thought this was interesting because it said, they asked a question about what financial decision do you feel demonstrates love? and 36% of people said purchasing life insurance. Interesting enough, the men were more likely to say that than women. 40% of men, 33% of women. So
what kind of study?
It's called For Love and Money Study.
Oh,
and
okay.
It was talking about love and money. And the question was, what act or what financial decision demonstrates love? So 36% of people said purchasing life insurance demonstrates love. And so I think that's kind of really at the foundation, because I know you ladies have probably been in meetings where people, sometimes with couples, where I know you guys have heard this from some of our male counterparts. I don't want to leave her rich.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to leave her destitute. Hmm. Not sure that's a good choice.
Her next husband can take care
of her. That was,
yeah, exactly.
Down my lane for her next husband. Like, she's worrying about her next husband. I mean, what about the kids that need to eat? So when you start thinking about that financial security piece, it's really having, like you said, that safety net for your loved ones. What kind of things can we use life insurance for? It? In the event somebody is. Cassandra, I'll let you go first.
Well, some like to think of having money secure to pay off the mortgage, but you know, you might even want to sell the home. The bottom line is you've got the money to make the choice. Whether you want to stay there, pay off the mortgage, or sell it and buy another place. And at that point, you could probably pay for it. Totally. Having monies, you know, life insurance is really about setting the family up so that, I think you used the word, Don, that they're not destitute. So, you know, if I want my child to go to college and I lose my spouse, I lose an income, I've got this immediate financial windfall. We're hurt, we're devastated emotionally, but financially, we don't have a worry.
Let me jump in, Pam. Would you just remind me, Cassandra, of a real story, a friend of mine who I met several years ago, young lady. Her father died when she was about 12 years old. And so, of course, you know, being young, that was devastating. So fast forward, I met her probably 10 years later. Her college was paid for because of the life insurance her dad left. Her first car was taken care of because of the life insurance.
I think I remember you sharing this story, I shared, as a matter of fact. Absolutely.
And she also had money in the bank because of the money her dad left.
Excellent.
And she said to me, I know my dad loved me.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
that's, I'm sorry, that's what you're really looking at, is being able to be that provider, even in your absence. That's the key to it. And I always go through that with my clients, is the human capital part of that. You know, if you had lived, let's say, had worked for another 20 years, that's basically 20 years of income that you are missing your absence.
That's
and that income replacement is where it needs to go back into the household as well. So I always go through this worksheet with my clients, is that, okay, what do you want covered in the event that you're not here? You still want to educate kids. You may, like Cassandra said, may want to pay off the mortgage, or at least have the option to do so. You still want enough money in the bank. You still want to retire. All of these things. Once you start scratching things off, they have this hefty list of things they want to have. It's like, okay, what happens if you don't have the life insurance? You start scratching things off. You're not going to be able to educate the kids. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do that. The only way to do that would be through a life insurance policy. And you know, that's where I go through that exercise, and people are able to see the value of having that in place.
Awesome.
You know, this is such an important topic, Dawn. I mean, the phobia that's attached with life insurance, you know, people are comfortable. They're, you know, feeling like they're thinking of death. I mean, we all need to be prepared. But if I love my kids, if I love my husband, this is like foundational, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's a critical topic for us, I think. So I appreciate you bringing this forward.
I agree. Very foundational. Thank you. We're getting towards the end. So I want to make sure we have time to do our takeaways. I'm going to go back to Cassandra because Pam just finished talking. Mm-hmm. Give me your takeaway.
My takeaway, Dawn, is life insurance is critical because there are people that I love in this world that I want to make sure are taken care of, God forbid, when I'm taken out of the equation.
Absolutely. What about you, Pam?
Yep, just going to ditto that as well. But in addition to it, a lot of times people are fearful of getting the life insurance because they don't want to leave anybody rich or some, you know, crazy things like that. But there are actually living benefits to a lot of the life insurance policies that are out there. You don't have to die in order to use some of these life insurance policies. So the takeaway is really sit down with a financial professional or a licensed agent to talk through your options and what they are and what the different products and services are available with life insurance. And you will be amazed on what life insurance can do just outside of the death benefit.
I think you brought up an excellent point. That might be another podcast. We might have to go a little deeper.
I agree.
That is that there are some living benefits that we do we don't have time to touch in this one. So, but I'll tell you, I think I echo, of course, what you guys both say. The key thing to me is if you love somebody and you want them to be secure, buy life insurance. You got to buy life insurance. You, again, it's foundational. So thank you, ladies, for your input on that topic. You guys had some awesome takeaways. And I think Pam is going to give us our doing it for me tip.
Doing it for me. Yes, ladies. We do for others, but we have to do for ourselves. So the doing it for yourself tip for me is that I love aromatherapy. Okay. Scents that are out there. I buy them all the time. I have so many diffusers in each part of my home. So really get yourself some nice aromatherapy, some nice essential oils to put in your diffusers. You know, I use lavender all the time, especially. It's a calming effect. It allows you to calm yourself down and also put you to sleep a lot quicker. So I actually have this nice spray that I put on my pillows at night and put on my sheets. And it helps
me. That too.
I do. It helps me to calm down and go to sleep a lot quicker for that. So look at essential oils, look at aromatherapy. It will be the best do it for me that you can do for yourself.
All right. I love that tip. It looks like we're using some of the same tips. Well, ladies, it's come to an end for us. And I want to hear where you guys are from so people can locate you. So, Ms. Cassandra, we're going to go back to you. Give us a shout out how we can get in contact with you.
Thank you, Dawn. Again, Cassandra Stiff here. You can find me on Facebook, Cassandra Stiff, as well as LinkedIn.
Ms. Pan, where can we find you?
Yes, I am all over social media. So you can find me on Facebook at Jackson Sams Wealth, as well as Instagram, same Jackson Sams Wealth. And then also on LinkedIn under Pamela J. Sams, BFA, CRPC. And just look me up there. You'll find all the information there.
Awesome. And you can find me on Facebook, Wisdom, Wealth, and Winning. You can find me on LinkedIn, Dawn Green. You can also find me on Twitter, Wisdom, Wealth, and Winning. And you can reach out to Innovis if you have any questions. Well, ladies, thank you again for our awesome segment.
You're welcome.
So remember, what are we doing, ladies? We're transforming
lives $1
at a time. See you next time.
Dawn Green is a registered representative of and offers securities and investment advisory services through MML Investor Services, LLC. Member SIPC, Wisdom, Wealth, and Winning is not a subsidiary or affiliate of MML Investor Services, LLC, or its affiliated companies. 16 Campus Boulevard, Newtown Square, Pennsylvania, 19073. 610-325-6100.